Next patient is Sol de los Ríos. First name S-O-L. Last name D-E space L-O-S space R-I-O-S. 82-year-old, Hispanic female following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has been in very stable condition. She has a combination of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and coronary artery disease with history of a congestive heart failure, and she also has alterations in the cardiac rhythm and has a pacemaker. So she has a component that is nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process, plus the hemodynamic component of cardiorenal syndrome. The patient comes today in a stable condition, no specific complaints. The laboratory workup that was done on February the 1st of the year 2024 shows that the creatinine went up to 1.6 and the estimated EFR went down to 23. The body weight has increased 3 pounds, but I think it's related to the way the patient is dressed today because of the cold weather. There is no evidence of fluid retention. There is no evidence of the compensation from the cardiovascular point of view. The lungs are clear. The patient is not wheezing. There is no ronchi, no rails of the physical examination. Interestingly, the protein creatinine ratio and the microalbumin creatinine ratio are within normal limits. So this deterioration of the cardiorenal syndrome is related to hemodynamic changes. Number two, the patient has a blood pressure that is 152 over the 63, is under control for her age, and she says that at home she obtains better readings. In the 130s, high 120s, the systolic. Following number. The patient has a history of gout that has been arrested with the administration of allopurinol. The serum uric acid is 7.3. It was 6. The patient is advised to continue taking the allopurinol. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been compensated.
Thank you.
The patient is no longer oxygen dependent, and she's followed by the pulmonologist. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease that is followed by Dr. Sankar. She takes a Bumix every day and continues to take entrectinol and carbidolol. Period. She has a permanent pacemaker. The battery is getting exhausted, and in the near future, she's going to be referred for a battery exchange. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition. We are going to follow her in about 4 months with laboratory workup. I spent 7 minutes of the time reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.